You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Wild beast, they came to Mitzrayim, Arov. It mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom warned Paro that the land is going to come with them. It says, "V'gam ha'adama asher hem aleha." So here is a very interesting point. What does that mean? At the time that the wild animal, they're going to come to Mitzrayim. Came with what?
The habited place of the animal came along with the animal.
Ah, yeah. Right, very nice. So here, there's a few interesting insight. That one is that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want that the animals will become homesick. So, like the monkey, the area that he's comfortable with. So, he plays around and eats coconut. What does he eat? Coconut or banana?
Banana.
Coconut also they eat?
Also.
Yeah, they eat. So, or like the bear, like the weather actually accompanied them. So that's one of the points. It says that the land came with them. The other point here is, when he says, "Et ha'adama asher hem aleha," it refers to Egyptian. That means, let's say, a Misri would run away to Goshen, or he would go to, let's say, Africa. So here he says that even the Egyptian would run away to another part, the animal will chase after him. So that means the portion of the land that the Misri is placed on, the wild animal will chase him. There's another point that is brought in, we have a Masechet Kilayim. It talks about a special animal. It's called Adnei Hasadeh. So this animal is like a baby, like in the mother's womb, that is being nourished. So this special animal is attached to the ground. That means nourishes from the ground. So if you cut them off, the way he is attached to the ground, he will die. So now, what did Hashem do? This animal also came, but the portion of the land that he was attached to, he came with him. So that means it was a complete transfer with the land that this special animal is called Adnei Hasadeh. So now the interesting point here is, Paro all of a sudden, he gets out of control and say, what are you guys talking about? Where do you want to go? So they ask, what happened in this plague? He really fired up. So he was saying, you telling me that you want to go special place to do your prayer? I see that your God brought all the comfort, the weather with these animals. Even this special animal, he cut off the place and brought them here. So now, why doesn't your God bring your place here and do prayer? The same with the animal that came with the portion that is attached to. So tell your God to bring the place here. You don't need to go there. So when he realized what a miracle took place, so he said, why you want to live here? Just tell them to transfer the place here and do your prayer here. So that's why he became very, very stubborn at this plague.
Go.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.